Hey there, Tony. This is Alejandra Espinoza. I go by Ollie for short, spell it A-L-E. So when I go to Starbucks or something, they give them my name, they always think it's Ale, which is a little bit annoying, but I'm getting used to it. Whatever. Anyways, I was born and raised in San Francisco, California, which is a cool place to live. I mean, you have Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz, the Giants, the 49ers, who really, really suck right now, but don't really like talking about it. That's why I am moving over to the Chargers. They're doing a little better. Okay, anyways, I am currently a third-year biology major with pre-med for now. Hopefully get into med school and fulfill my dreams becoming a doctor, emergency doctor to be exact. I feel it'd be really, really cool and interesting because last semester I volunteered at Alvarado in the ER and I got to see the coolest things ever from like people getting intubated to like someone actually flatlining. It was kind of interesting. And being an ER doctor someday, I feel like it's not going to be a dull job. I'm bound to see like crazy things from like gunshot victims to car accident victims, all which like are exciting to me. And being able to save someone's life someday, it's just really rewarding. And not doing that and not being able to, I don't know what else I'd be doing with my life. So I love it, and I hope I get to do it someday, and I feel like I'm really determined and dedicated to doing that, that hopefully it pays off at the end. So, the reason why I'm taking physics, because I find it really, really cool and interesting. Everything in this world and everything around you involves physics. Whether trying to open the door, you have to know how much force to apply to it. Trying to move an object around, you have to know how much to pull for, like, to pull it, like how radio waves work and how it creates sounds to like gravitational forces and how they work on this earth. It's all interesting. And for me, since I want to go into medicine, like physics and medicines come hand in hand. Like the most fundamental discoveries in physics have been used by people in the medical field to like create new techniques for diagnosing and treating a variety of illnesses. Like the best example of the link between physics and medicine is the use of x-rays to diagnose and treat diseases. Like, scientists have found that x-rays could help and treat malignant tumors and cancer. How cool is that? Taking pictures of the insides treats, like, cancer. Who would have ever thought that would ever happen? But, like, physics, x-rays is not only part of, like, the physics and medicine, but also, like, CT scans, PETs, and laser surgery, all which are very important to, like, the medical field. Another basic research that has played a huge role in the development of like physics and medicine is MRIs. Like MRIs detect the signals of generated by like nuclear spins of protons present in like water and fat in the human body, which allows that to take the picture of the inside, not the picture of what x-rays provide, but like a more detailed one. Also, like another well-known application of physics and medicine is the use of like nonlinear waves to explain the motions of the heart, such as like contractions of the heart and stuff like that, would be able to like help people understand why arrhythmia happens. Arrhythmia is like a disease condition in which like different parts of the muscle contract at different times, which can potentially be a lethal condition. So by having a clear understanding of how that works through physics is cool, because someday people are gonna find like a cure for stuff that people don't have one now for now. Anyways, about your problem solving method, I strongly agree with why you're making us do this by drawing diagrams and writing out all the given equations and given values. I find it's like very helpful for us as the students to have that and be able to break down the problem in little sub steps, because it gives us better understanding of how the problem is to be solved, and it gives us a more of an understanding of why it has to be done the way it is, because it makes it easier for us to study, it makes it easier for us to understand it. And when you ask for a reasoning to how we solve the problem, I find that very helpful, because it gives you an understanding that we know what we're doing. Like, it gives you an understanding of why we chose the equations we did, and like you get to see how capable we are of doing the problem and that we are capable of it. So yeah. Furthermore, San Diego State, cool school. I love it. Love the people here. I love the weather. I love the campus. Can't complain. Like, could be a little hot walking through campus sometimes, but it's awesome. I love the heat coming from San Francisco. The heat is cool. I've met a lot of cool people here, a lot of cool professors. People say the college is the place to meet your lifelong friends, and I truly feel that has happened. And that the last 2 years, I met the coolest girls ever that I believe are going to be in my bridal party someday in my life when I do eventually get married. Cool people. I love it. Get to party. Party school. Can't complain, dude. It's awesome. Weekends start on Fridays after physics. So it's good school, and I'm loving it. Loving physics. Loving your class. You make it fun. Hopefully get to know you better. So, yeah. It's good talking to you, kind of. So one more thing I have to say is go Huskers. Yeah.